Okay.
So this Priestess of the Dove Oracle training is something that has developed over the years and is a combination of my academic work studying about Delphi and Dodona, which are the two of the major oracle centers in the ancient Western world. And I combine that academic knowledge that I gathered through my dissertation, because these oracle centers are all also related to virgin birth. Mm-hmm. And I combine that with the skills that I was learning and starting to teach other people of how to do clairvoyant readings, meaning being able to see things, but also how to have claircognizance, how to receive what I call divine Sophia oracle wisdom. And so I brought all of those strands together in this Priestess of the Dove oracle training. And so I offer it at two levels. And the first level is for people to try it out for the six modules, where the basic building blocks of how to serve as an oracle are offered, and a specialized type of meditation, some other basic psychic tools, the history of the oracles, and you get into the practice and you can decide whether you want to do that further. And then I have a level two, which I've got the women that are now studying with me over a 6-month period. So that Priestess of the Dove Oracle training level one is enrolling indefinitely. And that's on my website. Clearly there's a navigation tab for that. And that is, people are still enrolling all the time for that. They test it out and then you get a half hour with me. Mm-hmm. And then in 2020, I'm going to be on sabbatical from teaching level two. Excuse me, in 2019, I'm going to be on sabbatical from teaching level two. I will probably revisit it after that in 2020. Mm. But I'm going to be doing a lot of writing next year. So I'm not going to be offering the full-blown oracle training next year. But the women have loved this because it is our birthright to be able to access our guiding knowledge, our guardian knowledge, our goddess self knowledge. Some people call it higher self. And what I teach, Candace, is not a full-blown transmediumship. It's not becoming possessed by a being. It's not speaking as a being. It's claiming your own goddess authority, linking up with the hologram of however you want to envision her. We could call her Divine Sophia or whatever wisdom goddess you wish to link with. And then the information is being filtered through you and your personality so that you're also taking credit for it. And you're also then responsible for it karmically a little bit there. and so women are just loving it because we all need guidance, right?
Yes.
We all need that divine guidance. And a lot of us go to therapists, counselors, mentors, psychics, healers, and so forth to get the knowledge of what should I do? And if you know how to do this process, you can access probably at least 75% of what should I do information for yourself.
Right.
Then you can also start learning how to give readings for other people at the advanced levels. And also pretty much from the get-go, this is the whole technique for how you can start accessing what I call cosmic information. There's a part of the meditations that I offer that's called cosmic Q&A. After you've cleared and cleansed your field, you've gotten into that, what I call dove trance state, and you're ready to connect with your goddess self state. And that's where you start asking the bigger questions about our world, about our galaxy, about our cosmos, our universe. And a lot of very interesting information comes through, because this is information that basically is accessible to us. We've just forgotten how, or we've been deliberately programmed to not access it. And many things in our world work against our accessing this information. But it's the information that's out there, that's available. It's in the Akashic records, and it's information from guidance groups, from masters, from, you know, intelligences from the fairy realm, from advanced humans who have graduated from this plane. You know, there's much, much information that's available to come through, and we so dearly need it today. Would you not say?
Yes, I totally agree.
You know,
we need it. And right. More people are looking for it too. They're looking for answers, and they know that there's more than meets the eye.
Absolutely. And in this time right now that's so intense with all of the fear programming that's going on, mm-hmm. all of the, you know, mm-hmm. revelations that are happening, all of the anger that's getting stirred every time we go on the news and so forth, the media is pumping it up.
Yeah.
We really need some people who are connected to divine knowledge, divine wisdom, divine information to be talking, to help us, to guide us. And basically each one of us needs access to this stream so that we can filter out all this noise, so that we can reconfigure what we're being shown and told, see the positive mm-hmm. and move toward the positive and not get snarled up in all of these mm-hmm. media blah, blah, and everything that's going on. Okay. Yeah. So that's one big area, and that is available ongoing. As I said, the level one course, people can go to my site and then click on the Oracle training. You can find out more about it. You can right. register for that. And then there are other topics of what I'm doing that I'd like to touch on that I think are other also very relevant to listeners.
Yes.
Should I go ahead?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. So one of the things that I have made a commitment to doing now is to serving and co-creating with the subtle worlds mm-hmm. of what are called the fae, the right. fairies, the mm-hmm. she, in other traditions, the contemple, the wedeme. Yeah. There are many names in many, you know, most indigenous traditions have names for these beings. Mm-hmm. I'm using the term fairy or she, S-I-D-H-E, mm-hmm. the pronunciation is she, to describe this group of beings on the other side. They are our brothers and sisters who occupy the same space that we do, but in a different dimension. So they are earth-related beings, yeah. but they're in fifth and higher dimensional frequencies. So that's why some people only contact them telepathically or in dreams or in sacred medicine. You might see them appear. Some people are gifted enough to be able to see them into the other dimension from their three-dimensional eyes. Some need, you know, meditation or the medicine plants to help right. access.
Right.
So I was starting to connect with this realm a few years ago, basically through readings that I was doing. I've done thousands of readings over the past 7 years with hundreds of people. And I started noticing this strange and interesting thing, that I had the ability to spot people who looked really fairy.
Ah.
Now, in the tradition of that I can most recognize it, which is the Celtic Isles tradition, okay? So one thing I want to expand my learning is, well, in different traditions, how do people look? What is the subtle world component characteristics that you can see in their face, in their DNA? But what I started noticing is I could spot people with fairy DNA, okay? It was like central casting, fairy. These people could have been cast in Lord of the Rings series.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, this is odd. And every time I'd ask them if they had a connection to fairies, they would either exuberantly say yes, or they'd burst into tears.
Oh.
And they'd say, yes, I was born with pointy ears, or I always had a connection with them as a child, or I had a fairy friend, or I've been fascinated with them, or I love nature, the plant world, I can't get enough of it. You know, these are some of the basic characteristics. And then there were others, like they're not really in their bodies. They don't really feel safe in their bodies. They have had traumatic childhoods. They don't trust human beings.
Yeah.
They sometimes have difficulty with money, you know, three-dimensional time, things like that. And so what I started getting is that there is a large percentage of people who have a high percentage of what I call fairy DNA or fairy blood.
That's
literally, these people are hybrids. Okay.
Hybrids.
Hybrids. And when I started putting that out on various articles that are on this special page that I have on my site, I have a link called Fairy Offerings, and there are various pages there. One is helping you connect with fairies. Those articles, those blog posts are listed there. We have gotten hundreds of responses. I know that I'm a fairy hybrid based on what you're saying. You know, in a sense, I've always known it, and you're helping me make sense of this. And so what I've started doing is I've started giving special private sessions called Entering the Fairy Realm Soul Readings, because people want to know more. They want to connect with their fairy allies. They want to sometimes connect with their dragon allies. They want to know why, what is this all about? And whether they feel like they're hybrids or not, my read is that we all have some level of fairy blood. Everyone on the planet. Just like we have Pleiadian DNA.
Right.
We all have some fairy DNA, whatever that is, in your different cultural mix, okay? So that's why we can remember. Now, people with this higher percentage where they look like they just stepped out of a Lord of the Rings film, they are even more strongly connected, and they have come in with missions that they gave themselves the goal of waking up in this lifetime to remember that they're part fairy and that they have a mission. Not all people awaken, but many do. And there's a lot out there that's triggering them into the awakening. And one of the things is apparently these blog posts that I've been putting out, and now this page that I've got on helping you connect with the fairies. And so in these sessions, people explore, and I help them. Some people are already more connected. Some people are not so connected. I help them connect. I help them access a fairy ally, at least one. That's right. Like a go-between. And I help them access, what is their mission then? Why, you know, who are they really as a fairy hybrid, and what are they meant to do? And because this is not just like some fringe woo-woo thing on the planet. This is, I feel, where we're going. The fae, in whatever name you want to call them, whatever culture or tradition, are our closest kin on the other side. Right? They're right there. They're in a higher dimensional consciousness, and they're teachers, and they want to pull us into the higher dimension, because they and we are inextricably bound through like a figure eight. Whatever we do affects them. If we hack to pieces rainforests, we kill a lot of fae.
Oh boy. That's
okay. If you kill a plant, you kill the nature spirits. You know, there are different dimensions of beings that are with them. The Shi are more like our cousins on the other side. They're more humanoid. They're more elf-like. Mm. But then there's the nature spirits that are much more closely connected with the plants. And then there are things like the Devas, which are sort of the governing architects over specific plant types and different things like that. So there are different dimensions and types of beings. And then within the nature spirit realm, you know, you've got the gnomes.
Yes, we love gnomes.
You know, the pixies, the flower fairies, the, you know, there's rock beings and things like that. Okay, so there's, once you start awakening, you're like, holy cow, this whole world is alive with consciousness. Nature is alive with beings, and even rocks and dirt and fire, air, and water are not dumb matter. They have beings associated with them. Those are the elemental beings. So the reason why this is so important now, and why I have made a new commitment to these beings and bridging our worlds, is because our world depends, the survival of our world depends on connecting with the subtle realms in this regard, and understanding what we're doing, and preserving nature, enhancing nature, and working in co-creative partnership with these beings to to preserve our ecosystem so that we don't dry up completely. And the other reason why we really need these beings is they are graduates on a higher level than we are of consciousness. They know how to bring happiness, joy, play, fun, enchantment, magic, and mystery back into our lives. Not so that we become the term, the disparaging term, airy-fairy, in other words, non-grounded people who are just flakes, but so we actually can ground ourselves and get the best of the human consciousness, mind, power, willpower, and the best of the fae abilities to be creative, to be, you know, to go onto the route of joy, to find the blessing in everything, and to start our lives in abundance and on a positive spiral. This is the other dimension on which they can help us. So it's the natural ecosystem world that we depend on for the survival of our species, and the emotional world, which we depend on for our emotional survival, so that we don't continue to remain a trauma planet, which is basically what we are right now.
Oh yes, we're definitely a planet in crises, basically.
Absolutely.
Now, I know there are certain people who have certain, I don't know, fey tendencies, I suppose. Forgive me if I'm blundering all over the place.
No, this is right.
My daughter, for instance, we love, at my house, we love fairies. We love, love, love fairies. And my daughter has a fairy friend that she takes care of, you know, helps, she leaves out food, she does, builds little things for them, play things and stuff like that. And me, I garden. I love plants. I have them everywhere. I also become a master gardener. That was a while ago. So people who have fey tendencies, are there just some disconnect in, let's say, knowing who they are in regards to their DNA? I mean, is that like a spine of fey DNA? Something like that? I mean, fey tendencies?
Yeah, I think there are lines of fey DNA. Mm-hmm. What they called in, you know, Old England and Old Ireland and Old Scotland, they called that fairy blood. Mm-hmm. I'm calling it fairy DNA because it's an energetic imprint. And it probably is in the DNA, because it's the building block of the human body and the human emotional layers.
Right, and that's something that you can't test on Ancestry.com or any of these places.
I think where it is in the so-called junk DNA.
Ah.
And I also think that there is more than just three-dimensional DNA. There are, I gather, at least 13 double helixes that we have. We only see or know about, you know, one right. double helix, okay? But there are many other levels that the DNA goes into other dimensions as well.
Right.
That's what I receive, okay? So whatever it is, however this is anchored in, yes, people come in, and so you would be one of them, your daughter would be one of them. Children have a natural affinity for fairies because they're still remembering that domain. They're still connecting with that part of themselves, whether they have a little bit of fairy blood or a lot of fairy blood. So your daughter is right there. And the thing is, what the fairies show us is that they are the realm of imagination and creativity. So you can live your life not connecting with them, or you can live your life connecting with them. When you connect with them, in addition to being with your garden and talking nicely to your plants, and incidentally, you'll find that your plants grow way better. You know how it is, right? You see it.
I talk to them, I sing to them, everything.
Yeah, you touch their leaves, they love all that. Like my orchids, I used to be an orchid killer. Now they're thriving. I mean, for years, okay, it was horrible. I would cringe every time I got an orchid. And finally, this past year, when I started teaching the Awakening to Our Fairy Kin course, which is on there also on the online courses, it's first one up. Course, and you can access that. It's available now. I said, okay, you know what? I'm going to have to start going into this realm more firsthand. A person I know told me that in order to have good orchids, she talks to them, she rubs their leaves. And I was like, okay, whatever. I don't have time for that. Well, you know what? You know, we've got to start making time for this.
Right.
And saying hello to your local trees and your local plants and what's in your yard and your plants at home. So I started this thing, Candace. I started rubbing the leaves, saying I love you morning and night.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, every time I close the shade right next to them, morning and night, or open it.
Right.
Okay, literally.
Yes.
Literally within 3 weeks, they started flowering. I never had orchids flower. Okay. Never. They would die. Their leaves would die. Oh. Forget it. It was like, I am a Dr. Death. Okay.
Well, they were ignored. You know, when a plant, I mean, I talk to my plants all the time and sing to them and talk, rub them and everything. Right. And they're beautiful. Everything. Right.
Okay. So what ended up happening was I was connecting with the spirit of the plant.
Mm-hmm.
And what I've learned is if you want to become more fae-like or more she-like, you have to act like them, which is to give love to your plants and your natural world. Okay. So they respond. And that was so dramatic that I was like, okay, there is definitely something here.
Oh yes.
And so I started, you know, I have this class that you can now do. I take us through beautiful meditations of accessing your fairy ally, accessing your dragon protector, how to work with fae in your yard, how to create an altar, either inside or outside, how to call them in. And the thing that comes up is people are like, well, I don't know, you know, okay, I got a fairy ally. I think he looks like, or she looks like this, but I don't know if I'm making it up.
Oh, gracious.
And this is the thing. Mm-hmm. This is the world of make-believe. This is the world of co-creation.
Right.
When you conjure a fairy ally, you literally are co-creating. You know, so people are like, well, does that being exist before I accessed it, or did I kind of create it? And I was like, I say both and.
Wow.
This is the paradoxical realm that we are in, that's part of the fairies in fifth dimension, and they're moving into sixth dimension where these paradoxes become even more intense. So fairies are the land of fiction. And what I received as an oracle recently is fiction is the elixir of manifestation.
Wow.
So we call this make believe, meaning not real, but that is their realm. Their realm is the realm of making things up and giving them form. Okay. And yes, they do also have their own reality and their own existence. But you know, once I started connecting with this particular fairy ally, that did I co-conjure him? Did I find him in another workshop that I had done? I had taken this workshop. That was another big introduction for me. Well, I've been talking to this being, and doggone it, this being helps me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And any time of day or night that I need some advice, like right now, of what to do, he's there and he'll be like, okay, this, that, da, 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 you know, and it's just stuff that I wouldn't have necessarily thought of in the moment. Mm-hmm. And they're also healing me. So this is why I've come into commitment to bridging these realms, working with people, helping us to awaken, and you know, doing things with and for the fairies, is because they are healing me. And I think this is really relevant to your listeners.
Right.
In this time of great trauma, many of us have come into family lines with trauma. Mm. We come in with karma that we're responsible for, stuff that we did, which is partly why we are suffering in these family lines as well. We're trying to clean all this up in this lifetime, and we can. But the traumas that we've experienced and that are continue to get experienced, and all of this Me Too, what's under there is all the sexual abuse trauma, okay?
Right. Right.
And then what's going on in the government, where there's an unkindness, mm-hmm. there's a stinginess, there's an othering, there's a repressiveness going on, there's a hoarding, mm-hmm. there's a patriarchal abusiveness, you know, that's there. Mm-hmm. So in all that personal, cultural, global, galactic, these fairies can really assist. So just examples from my life. So I had a lot of trauma in my family. Mm. My mother died when I was 10 years old. Mm. I had abusive caretakers after that. Mm. And I was taken away from my mother's family. That really threw me for a loop. That's a deep gash, deep, long-standing. And so I've been doing lots of different healing therapies, including talk therapy, which I really highly recommend.
Yes.
The inner child variety of it, where you find your inner children and learn how to talk to them. But I still have trauma field and trauma reactions to life. And it's like I'm operating from a traumatized place instead of a calm, clear, centered space.
Exactly.
And what's also happening, Candace, I receive is that the vibrations of the radio frequencies and the electromagnetic frequencies coming from the towers and all of our devices are really amplifying the trauma grids in our systems. Okay. So it's been amped up, and over the past 6 months, this has been insane. And like at night, I was having trouble going to sleep, waking up in the middle of the night, anxiety, my mind going insane, some of which is things that I need to problem solve, but some of which are like, I was processing ancient material that I was like, what, why am I even thinking of that tonight? You know, it was just like, you know, stuff.
Right. So
the fairies, my guide started in, he's like, okay, what we're going to do is we want you to retrain your mind. I want you to come off that thought that you're having right now. Mm. And I want you to visualize this now. And I was like, oh. And every time I go back to this thought, he's like, yeah, let's just coax your mind gently off that thought.
That's nice.
And I want you to think about this now. And then I would go to sleep. Okay. Wonderful. So that's just one way. Then they, in a medicine session that I did 2 weeks ago, I called them in, and they gave me the teaching of what is the blessing in this.
Mm-hmm.
So they taught me how to look at anything that happens from the minuscule in your personal life to the macro in culture. Right. What is the blessing in this? Even the worst thing that you think is happening. Mm-hmm. If you go to what is the blessing in this, you all of a sudden start turning the situation around.
That's right.
Okay. You start turning this. So this is not just fairy knowledge, but this is how the fairies in particular are beginning to help me as I've made this commitment to awakening and helping others to awaken to their reality.
Right. I gave a talk about that a couple of weeks ago at the National Spiritual Alliance about seeing the good in all the changes that are happening in our personal lives or whatever, the seasons and everything, instead of thinking negatively about it.
Yeah, blessed be.
Mm-hmm. Blessed be. That's why I'd say all of that after every speech. I'd say, I hope you learned something from this lesson. Blessed be.
Yeah. It's such a good little sealant, you know. But yeah, and it doesn't mean walk away or don't look at what the problem that's going on or just see this is not a problem. No, it means, so let's say, for example, okay, what is the blessing in all these women coming out and talking about their Me Too stories, right?
Mm-hmm.
Huge right. blessings in that.
Women Definitely.
Lifting the veils off this high level abuse that mm-hmm. starts off planet, incidentally.
Yep.
An off planet plague that invaded our men. Mm. Okay. It says invaded our men. Okay. This is not just our men being jerks. This is our men having their hormones and their lower chakras hooked by other beings who take them over.
Right.
And that's a whole other topic that I've taught about. I have a protection for spirit workers and awakening souls webinar online class that gets at, you know, how to have adequate psychic hygiene to filter this stuff out. All right. But so the blessing is that women are speaking what has happened to them. It's too loud to be ignored now. So now we're going to do something about it. All right. That's the blessing. And women are coming into their power. That's another blessing. Mm-hmm. And I'm starting to say, hey, this is an off-planet origin problem. That's a blessing, because then we can look at it at the multiple levels, okay, not just the emotional levels of the men and whoever else is doing this. Because, you know, many people, different genders can get hooked into this, okay? So, you know, that's just one example. But in your personal life, if you have a dis-ease, a serious illness, or an impending surgery, mm-hmm, you can say, what is the blessing in this? And if you start looking at it, it becomes this crystal that has many prisms. It's like, wow, okay, on this side, it's a blessing because of that. This actually made me get closer to my family. Yes. Or this made me pay attention to that part of my body that I've been ignoring. This helped me go into self-love, you know, right? Right. So all these types of things. And then some, okay? So the fairies are not just about problem solving and healing. They're about moving into the future with excitement, with creativity. Right. What do you want to envision for your life? Mm-hmm. Wow, you know, how can you make that happen? Mm-hmm. The leprechauns are all about money and abundance. They're a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, so they can be worked with.
Right. That's right. That's joy. Right. The gnomes and all of them, we have all of that within our reach.
Absolutely. So this is why I am migrating the bulk of my focus right now, especially moving also into 2019 with this work with the Fae, mm-hmm, and helping people connect with their own Fae nature, with the Fae nations, and for us to help us heal and turn this back to an Eden. Because that's what Eden is. Eden was the realm of the fairies.
Yeah, it was beautiful. It was beautiful. I mean, wow. So I've been taking notes while you're talking. So there's, there's quite a lot of wonderful programs, classes, shows, workshops, and writings that you have, and people can access that on your website. And that's sevensistersmysteryschool.com.
Yes.
And you want to share any last minute things about upcoming workshops or anything else you want to share with our listeners today?
Right. So for those who are listening in fall of 2018, I'm going to be having an online solstice ritual called Have Yourself a Fairy Merry Solstice.
Oh, I love that. Okay?
And what that's bringing together is the Fae realm at the solstice time, and Mary, who was the being who gave birth in virgin fashion to an avatar. Right. And that avatar is born at that time of the year. So he's one of our masters that's on our planet, working with our planet, as is she. Mm-hmm. And here's the other really interesting little thing about that. I'm going to be talking about potential relationship between Mary and the she on that online call. And that's going to be on December 21st. December 21st online, 1:30 Pacific, 4:30 Eastern. And I believe that's 9:30 PM UK. It's going to be online. And what people will want to do is go to my website, sign up for my email list. There's the opt-in box is on the right-hand side of my webinar and of my website on the homepage, and it's in various places. You can sign up for the email so that you can be on my email list. I do a once a week Sunday e-zine, and in 2019, you know, spring, that's going to go down to just twice a month. Mm. It keeps you informed of what's going on. That will be announced. And so I highly recommend. So come join us for that. It's going to be on Zoom. Okay. And then I really highly encourage people to look over the fairy material and have fun with it. Have a reading with me and entering the fairy realm soul readings. And look over all my free audios, videos, and look over the material for the Priestess of the Dove Oracle Training Level 1. You can still enroll.
Nice.
And, you know, there are many, many ways that you can partake of the gobs of information that I've been bringing forth throughout, you know, these last really 2 decades. Okay.
And there is such a wealth of information available on your website.
Yeah. Well, thank you for having me and letting me talk about all these different topics, which I hope this has felt intriguing and relevant to your listeners and wanting them to go further, explore next steps, whether it's with me or somebody else. Just follow your nose, follow your intuition, follow your passion, your curiosity. Go there and see, you'll be led.
Thank you so much, Marguerite, for being on our show. We've learned so much. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you again for having me, Candace, and many blessings for you, your people, and your podcast.
Likewise. Thank you. We'll chat later. Thank you. Well, everyone, that's all the time we have for today. As always, you can visit www.awakenedpathonline.com. Again, that's www.awakenedpathonline.com for show updates, courses, workshops, events, resources, and more. I'm Reverend Candace Nadine Breen. It was my pleasure being with you today. And thank you for listening to Awakened Path Radio. Namaste. And blessed be.
Listening to Awakened Path Radio. Feel free to visit us at awakenedpathonline.com. That's awakenedpathonline.com. And check out our online bookstore at awakenedpathbooks.com. Again, that's awakenedpathbooks.com. And thank you for listening.